Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Hey ho! Welcome to the show.
Oh, it is not a happy Dom you have tonight, Zach. I'm sorry to tell you.
Why's that?
You got happy Dom. You got scared Dom tonight. Intimidated Dom. Unfortunately, can you hear my voice shaking?
No.
I've had a scary day. It involved a magpie trying to sweep me. It was my first actual attempt at sweeping of the year. I've done pretty well so far.
Mm. How often does it happen usually?
Usually I get 3 to 4 sweepings through a spring. By this stage, I would have had 3 to 4. But I got my first one today, and it was terrifying the way it came at me unexpectedly. Now, basically, what the measures I took to try to escape from this magpie sweeping might have absolutely terrified and concerned one of my local neighbours. That's what I'm scared about, because it happened in a park. They saw how I reacted to this, and I think that they might be worrying about my my fear of magpies after how they saw I reacted. I get terrified around magpies.
You're
sort of irrational.
Scared of a lot of things. Magpies are one of them.
Yes. I don't like how you say you are scared of a lot of things.
Well, you are.
Well, no, I know I am, but the way you say it is like one of the defining features about me is he's a scared guy.
You are fearful.
What do you mean? This is
a
really,
lot of the time you talk about things, it's that you're scared of them.
You are fearful. I mean, this is a lighthearted FM radio show, and you just said you are fearful.
No, I'm just saying there's like...
If someone said, tell me about Dom, would you say he's a pretty fearful guy? Is that one of the top descriptors?
It's not top descriptor. Probably come up pretty quick in the conversation.
What's your biggest fear?
What's my biggest fear?
No, I mean, everyone's scared of something.
Yeah.
What's your biggest fear?
Lava.
Really?
Molten lava.
You're an idiot. Why would you be scared of that? It moves so slowly.
Right.
You could outwalk it.
Mm.
Idiot. What a weird fear. Is that really your fear?
No. Couldn't care less.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I told you earlier in the week that my friends want to go away on a camping trip over the summer break. I'm not keen, and it's starting to cause some problems in the friendship group.
I think the consensus on the phone lines was a little bit soft on your part.
What do you mean? Oh, that the people think I'm being a bit weak.
Yes.
But I should just go camping. How hard can it
be? Well, it's because your main reason is because you don't want to poo in the outdoors.
I don't want to poo in the outdoors. And I mean, there's other reasons too.
What are the others?
Well, I like to have a bed. I like to have a bed. I don't like to, you know, have like leaves go all through the bedroom I'm sleeping in.
Well, hang on. Well, you don't have to have leaves in your tent.
Oh, they get dragged in.
What are you doing to drag them in?
I don't know.
Just dust off at the door.
I've only been camping a few times. Don't call it a door. It's a flap. It doesn't get said.
What do you have at your house?
Yeah. Well, no, in a tent.
That's how I get into my house every day.
In a tent, it is not a door. This is my concern. This is, like, honestly, I'm not a camping guy. I'm just not a camping guy. And I've been starting to, because my concern was I didn't know how to voice this with my friendship group. You know, how do you say, I don't want to go camping? What do you do?
You were considering last night off air. I saw you Googling a few things, and you were looking at trying to find an alternative to pitch at them.
Yeah, like an Airbnb or something that we could all go to that would be affordable. Because this is part of my argument was also going to be, hey, we'd have to go get tents for everybody. That's going to be expensive too.
I don't think that's what they're planning though.
What do you mean?
Well, aren't they planning? I assume they have tents.
Some of them might. I don't really want to look into that much further. But today I did send a message, very early today. I sent a message to the group and I wanted to try to play it, sort of cool as if, you know, I'm not actually, I don't care that much, whatever happens.
Either way.
So I said, I'm not super keen on camping myself, especially.
Okay, hang on. Yeah. I thought you meant to be either way.
What do you mean?
You open it with, I'm not keen on camping.
But then wait till here I save it. I'm not super keen on camping myself, especially in summer. I'd love to go in winter though and have a fire. Now, the thinking there is 6 months' time when winter rolls around, no one's going to remember this, right? So I'll delay it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'll delay it, and then when that gets delayed, no one will care about it.
But aren't they suggesting the beach? The beach is okay in summer because you get the sea breezes.
Not in the tent, you don't. You'd need a ventilated tent. No, I don't want to open the flap. That's how you get leaves in there. We've been over this.
No, but you open just like the screen.
No, anyway. Well, I did say if you guys can find good camping options, I'm happy to look at it and maybe think about it.
What? That is definitely not either way.
Well, you said
that you'll maybe think about it
if they found
a good one.
Look, I was worried that this, you know, that telling them I didn't want to go camping might change their opinion of me, might put some divisions in the group. Mm-hmm. I sent that message at about 10 o'clock this morning and all of them have seen it, no responses. They're totally, I've been frozen out of the group chat.
Yeah.
I think they're going to
The awkward bit is if they respond and start a new conversation. And the conversation just moves on without acknowledging it.
I think that's going to happen. I think that's where we're at the moment. Because I don't, honestly, I don't, I'm at the stage, I've thought about it since the other night we were talking about it. I just don't want to go camping. I just don't want to do it. It's just not my game. I'm not made to camp.
But why don't you just like try something outside of your comfort zone?
I'm happy to try things out of my comfort zone. I'm happy
to. When was the last time you did that?
Last night, I slept with the aircon at 21 instead of 22.
Oh my goodness.
That was out of my comfort zone.
Adventurous.
Well, the aircon wasn't really working as well as it normally does, so okay. Switch it down a degree.
But this might be good. You might find something that you enjoy doing, the outdoors.
I don't like being dirty. I don't like...
But why don't you just like embrace it for, what is it, like a couple of days?
But it's going to cost money. The food won't be good. I'll have to poo in the bush. I'm going to be hot and it's going to be dirty.
The food's up to you. You could learn how to cook. You only eat two things. What do you mean the food's not good?
And I can't
you eat reheated spaghetti bolognese every night.
And I can't have that on a campsite,
can
I?
Yes, you can.
Not easily.
Yes, you can. Very easily.
Anyway.
Actually, that would be the easiest thing to do. Okay. Pre-cook the bolognese like you already do it, freeze it, put it in an esky, and all you need to do is reheat it every night.
What I wanted to say to you, Zach, is I think I've burnt all my bridges with this friendship group. I'm not sure that I'm going away with them this summer. Yeah. I think this has been frozen out.
Yeah, okay. So, well, if you do go camping, burning bridges is the number one thing you shouldn't do.
That's a good point.
Because you're never getting out of the campsite if you burn the bridge you come in on.
My question to you is, seeing as this thing with these friends hasn't worked out, what are you doing over summer?
Camping. So I found the key to mean that Dom never wants to hang out. I'm always camping, mate. Sorry, can't reach out.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
There's a new playground going in my community, Dom. In my local area.
Is this near the community garden that you're a member of? Or is this a few parks over?
It's a few parks over.
Okay, right.
The local councillor has put up on their Facebook page the proposed design. Mm. It's a pirate ship.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
People are really on board. Well, is it?
Well, I think it's really cool. As a kid, I would have loved to be on a pirate ship as a playground. Like most playgrounds, what do you get? You get a couple of swing sets. Maybe you get like, what are those things that you bounce on like up and down?
Trampoline?
No. There's like the...
Seesaw.
Seesaw. That's the one I'm talking about. You get a seesaw, maybe you get some swings, maybe you got like a little play activity set. A pirate ship. That's incredible.
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Don't you think pirate ships are a bit dark for children? Well, when you think about what pirates actually were...
That's yeah.
I mean, pretty brutal.
That's true.
Walking the plank, marooning people on islands, you know, Blackbeard was setting his beard on fire.
And this
is what we're basing our playgrounds on now?
It's a good point. But pirates have been all through kids' stuff for years, you know what I mean?
And like that's what Peter I'm saying. Pan. Have we really thought about it?
Right.
It's pretty brutal.
It is brutal stuff. You're right. And I suppose if you are a kid, you probably don't want to be, you know, living out your fantasy of... Let's make our least popular friend die.
Walk the plank. Yeah. Oh, little Johnny's walking the plank.
Did your friends ever make you walk the plank?
Are we talking on a playground or in the ocean?
On the playground.
No, I never had to walk the plank.
No, I walked
the
plank a bunch of times.
Did you? Why? Yeah. What was your transgression?
Stealing lunch.
Yeah, mutiny. Trying to take over the ship.
Yeah, no.
He was marooned.
There'd just be a whole bunch of times where maybe I would have taken something from someone's lunch or bits and pieces like that. Or maybe
so they punished you in style of the playground?
Yeah. Oh, well, no. We
Because you're
really,
playing pirates.
We were really into pirates at the time.
See, isn't that strange? Like kids are into... It's quite kind of bloodthirsty.
So what would you like kids to be into? What's your, I mean, if you're
like
going to say no.
A spaceship is cool.
So you'd like to see a spaceship put in as a playground instead.
Well, think about the pirates. I was like, well, would you have an army tank?
Yeah.
Would you have a World War II themed playground?
Point.
No,
it
you
is
wouldn't, because that would be insensitive. But you'd be like, no, we don't want to teach kids about that.
It's a great point. I will say they had the spaceship playground at McDonald's. I think that's still mine.
Yeah.
That's the McDonald's playground for a long time.
See, that's a good one. Like a car or a train or something. But a pirate ship, I'm like, have we really thought about this?
Well, the problem with the spaceship one, though, is I got stuck in the slide.
Right. Well, I don't think that's inherently a problem with spaceship playgrounds.
No. I'm just saying my memory of the spaceship playground, confined spaces.
How did you get stuck?
How did I get stuck? Oh, I was too old.
And you realise, this wasn't built for someone my size.
No, pretty much that's what happened.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, you're a big gardening fan. You love gardening.
Yes. As I said last week on the show, I've early onset gardening. Gardening has hit me a few decades earlier than most people.
Yeah, well, look, I've been starting to get into it a little bit myself.
And no, I've seen this.
Yeah.
Trying to steal my thunder. You know, your sister-in-law and brother were sending me videos.
Were they?
Over the weekend. Yeah. These kind of paparazzi shots of you gardening.
Yeah, well, and I looked good, didn't I? Looked like I had it under control.
No, you look quite panicked, to be honest.
Look, I planted a few shrubs, a few Mariah shrubs. The thing is, though, I went to a nursery to get them, and I have discovered that you have a bit of a reputation in the gardening community.
Do I?
Now, I went to a nursery. This is sort of probably, like, it's an equal distance from my place and your place. It's almost in the middle of where we both live. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if you would have been here before. But as I rock up to buy these shrubs, the guy working there says, "Hang on." And I said, what's going on here? And he says, "I've heard your radio show before, and your co-host has been in here." Now,
is this on the western side of town?
The western side of town, yes.
I would have been there close to a year ago.
Within 30 seconds of seeing me, he remembers your visit.
No one said anything to me when I was there.
Okay, interesting. Well, this is what the guy said to me. He said...
Okay, well, should I tell you what my memory is?
You say your memory.
It was a very sunny day.
Sure.
It was summer. Yeah. It was during the summer period when the radio show's not on.
Sure.
And I was looking at different nurseries, and there's two in this area. Mm. So I went to both on the same morning, and I walked in. I was listening to a podcast, probably, and I just wandered around. Nothing took my fancy. I was probably there for 10 minutes.
Sure.
I looked at all the different plants. I was like, nah, there was one particular fiddly fig that was huge. I'd never seen one that big before. Mm. So I spent, 30 seconds looking at that. And then I left.
Okay. Now, do you want to hear this guy who works there's recollection? He said he strutted in.
strutted in
wearing the biggest sunglasses I've ever seen, like some secret agent.
Secret agent, or did he think that I thought I was a superstar?
I don't know. He said secret agent.
Yeah.
But he said he proceeded to walk around and look at our plants for 10 minutes before seemingly thinking they're below him and walking out.
Oh, that's too good.
And I had a bit of a chuckle and said, yep, that sounds like Zach. He's got a high standard of plants.
I do have a high standard. Do you want to know why?
Why?
And I don't want to poo-poo this sure. garden nursery.
Yeah.
Price is too high.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not competitive.
Like ridiculously too high?
No, just a bit above average.
Do you remember Borders Bookshop?
Yeah.
Great bookshop. Loved going
there. Yes, a lot like that.
Yes.
It was a very nice experience being inside. And that's probably why they had to put the plant prices up a little bit. Because they're probably paying for the experience.
sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, lovely. That was Borders. Loved being inside. I don't think I ever bought a book there. I bought a few coffees and I'd find good books and then go buy them at QBD or Dimmick's. But you'd never buy a book there. Too expensive.
It's now, why did this person... If they listen to the radio show, why didn't they come and say hello?
That's a good question.
Was it my massive sunglasses?
It might have been the massive sunglasses and the headphones in.
Yeah, that's true. You probably wouldn't approach someone like that. Maybe I need to rethink my nursery, attire, because I don't want to look like a spy kid.
Well,
I want to look like a gardener.
Maybe you know how we got you last year dressing up as the farming emoji.
Yeah,
you know you had the hat.
I should go in with the overalls on.
Maybe that's your nursery attire. Anytime you walk into a nursery, dress up like that.
Yes.
And you know what? Maybe go back to that place over the next few weeks and tell him how good his plants are.
The plants were very nice. I wasn't above the plants. I was just, I didn't have the coin to shell out for some of those prices.
Okay. Well, I'll go, when I'm next there getting a few more shrubs, I'll let him know that everything's all good there. Yeah.
And what was your experience like?
Oh, really good. Bought 22 plants.
22 plants at their prices. Jeez. High roller.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I ended up hiding under a park table today, retreating from a swooping magpie. I'm not sure that I've ever gone to these sort of extreme lengths before to avoid a magpie.
You are petrified.
Oh, I am. Like about 7 or 8 years ago, there was one magpie that targeted me every time I walked past it on my street for the whole months of September and October. And ever since then, you sort of get scars. Do you know what I mean? You hear the magpie. Whenever I'm with you and I see a bird that even looks like a magpie, I flinch.
Well, you have discovered that you don't know what a magpie is.
Well, I thought they were just the black and white birds.
Yeah, but I mean, is a penguin a magpie?
Well, no. Okay.
There's a lot of black and white birds.
Yeah, there was one time that Zach and I were walking along and I flinched and you said that's not a magpie. That's way too small to be a magpie.
Correct.
But I was walking through a park today and the magpie did its first, you know, they come down to the warning swoop, the first one where they sort of give you a bit of distance above the head. Mm. It's like, hey, if you keep doing this walking thing you're doing, I'm making contact. And I freaked out. I just totally panicked because I reckon it's one of the most terrifying things. It's the unexpected nature of it. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's like that is no warning. You're just enjoying a stroll through the park and suddenly it's clipping your head.
So what did you do? Do you put your hands above your head? Do you run?
I started sprinting. Actually, the first thing I did was I stopped, dropped and rolled.
Yeah.
I just fell to the ground.
Probably screamed.
There would have been a bit of a scream. Well,
what
because
would you say? Scream, squeal, exclaim,
something,
cry for help.
The pitch was pretty high.
Yeah.
Of the noise I made, whatever it was.
I would love to see footage of it.
Look, I dropped to the ground and I did that because someone told me once that they don't go too close to the ground. So I thought if I'm at ground level.
Really? Because I've seen them on the ground before.
No, but they don't swoop that close to the ground.
Yeah.
That if you're that close.
I've seen them swoop like possums who were walking on the ground.
Okay, well, clearly someone lied to me. Then my jeans are dirty because I dropped into the dirt.
And what, just started crawling?
Army crawled. I dropped to the ground. It did try to sweep me again. It didn't make contact. And I army crawled under this park bench that was there, right? And just totally, at this stage, I'm in fight or flight mode. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to escape this thing. I'm not thinking about where I am. I'm not thinking about what I'm doing. It's just get to safety and get there now. And I didn't really know what my next plan was because what are you going to do then? You got to get away from the park somehow.
Mm. So what did you do?
Well, so I got under the bench. And I thought, okay, I'm safe for the minute. And it was at this stage I realized someone was sitting at the bench.
Oh, no.
Enjoying some lunch. I think lunch. I don't know what they were doing. I just looked across and saw legs.
How could you not see that?
Because they were on the other side of the bench. Do you know what I mean?
The bench, you can see underneath it.
Zach, I was kept looking around my shoulder for the magpie. Yeah. I was like, the magpie's coming. The magpie's coming. So I crawled under and then I turned my head and I see legs.
And what happens next?
Well, there's not much. Hello, I'm just under the bench. They put their head down and said, hey, you okay down there? Which is probably good.
Did they see the incident?
I think they saw me crawling under the bench. And I said, I'm really sorry, there's a sweeping magpie. And they said, oh yeah, it got me earlier.
Yeah. Just they didn't seem too bothered by it.
No, they didn't seem too bothered. And at this stage, I didn't really know what to do. Because what do you do? Do you just say, because I felt obviously embarrassed that I wanted to walk out. But also, there's a flipping magpie out there. So I'm risking injury or continued embarrassment. Yeah. What would you do?
I would have just walked out.
Right.
See, because could you see the magpie?
I could see it. Yeah, I had an eye
light. Yeah. Like if you make eye contact with it, it won't sweep you.
Well, see, what I did is I started chatting to this person because I thought when they leave with their lunch, I'll go with them. And the magpie's not going to go for both of us. Or there's at least a chance it'll go them instead.
It
might go them instead. So I waited. They sat there for another minute. I just chatted to them about magpies and how
are you
awful
still
they are.
Under the table?
No, I wasn't just chatting them from that level. I'd sort of come up again, chatting to them, and I'm like, yeah, there's magpies. They seem to target me. And they're like, yeah, it's all a nightmare. Eventually, we get up and we wander off together. The magpie doesn't go for us.
Yeah.
It doesn't go for us. I got safety in numbers. Mm. Because I crawled under this table, I made a new friend and avoided the magpie.
Oh, they're a new friend, are they?
Well, I mean, I reckon we got on pretty well.
What was their name?
I didn't get their name. We don't have any plans to catch up anytime soon.
Yes.
But they saved me from a magpie sweeping today.
Mm.
So I think
but it seems that maybe you could have just walked up and left anyway because that person wasn't being swooped.
Well, that potentially. I mean, maybe I just walked right in its path and I would have taken a different path. It would have been okay.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, what else can I do? What else could I have done in that scenario? What else would you have done?
I know. I think you handled it perfectly.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Day. Or nay.
Dom, every single day seems to be national this day, international that day. So much so, I was wondering, could you tell real days from fake days? I have three in front of me, all occurring today, the 16th of October.
Yeah. So that means people
all, two of them are real, one of them is fake. You got to tell me which is which.
So you only have a little bit of time left to celebrate whichever days they actually are. The day's nearly up. What do you got?
That's going to be sad.
I know. What do you got?
Boss's Day.
Well, this is lovely. Just a day to sit back.
Don't bosses need more attention?
Oh, yeah, I always think that. I mean, but seriously, whoever sees them as people, I think everyone sees them as their role, not as the human inside.
Mm.
Some bosses would just like to be appreciated for their tenderness.
Can you tell which member of the team was a teacher's pet? Because that's only the attitude a teacher's pet will have.
Worst boss you've ever had?
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Because I still know all my bosses.
It doesn't have to be a radio boss.
Mm.
It can be like an outer before radio boss.
What you do in this business is not burn your bridges.
Yeah,
I don't know where I'm going to end up in 5 to 10 years.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
I'm not going to air my favorite least favorite.
But didn't you work at like an IGA years ago? Bilo.
Yeah, I worked at Bilo. No, the boss is pretty good there.
Okay, all right. My boss at a supermarket was not as good. But, you know, I won't go into that. Maybe it might have been more my fault, the fact that I didn't show up for shifts and quit yeah, 3 weeks in.
It was generally frowned upon.
That might be on me.
That was Boss's Day. Yep. Next up is Reader Book Day. A day to encourage people to read a book.
Is the aim that you'll read a whole book start
I
to finish?
I think that's an option.
In the 24 hours?
That could be a challenge on Reader Book Day.
You ever done
but
that?
I think what they would do is they'll say any start is
okay.
good.
Have you ever read a whole book in a day?
Yeah, sure. Like, do you want to put some specifications around how big the book is?
Like a proper novel in a day.
Yeah, I got close to it.
Harry Potter. The last Harry Potter book for me. I think I've told you before, a friend told me they were going to spoil it at school on Monday.
So you speed read.
So I speeded it through the whole thing.
Sped read.
Sped read through the... Is that the phrase? I don't even know. But I read the whole thing really quickly in about 8 hours. Yeah. And rocked up to school the next day and he told me who died and I said, I don't care. Already read it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't enjoy the way I read the book. That sort of ruined the last book for me a little bit. But hey, he didn't spoil anything. Sorry, Jake.
Our last day is take your parents to lunch day.
Okay.
That's weird. You're celebrating every day.
I don't. Yes, I'm close to my parents. They would be in my top 10 closest friends. Mum and dad. Where are they sit for you?
My mum and dad. Well, yeah. I don't really consider them friends. I consider them my mother and my father.
Nah, they're friends. Mum and dad are friends for me.
Yeah. No, well, we know. You said that.
So, what the idea is, at least once a year, you should take mum and dad out for lunch.
It's an encouraging reminder.
Yeah, it's a nice idea. I feel like it would work better on a weekend, though. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Who's got time on a Wednesday to pick mum and dad up and take them for lunch? Well, I mean, I do. But do many people? Maybe they do.
Okay, we have take your parents to lunch day, we have read a book day, and we have bosses day. Which one is fake? Let me know.
I reckon you've made up read a book day.
Incorrect. Oh, actually, no, that's correct.
Oh, that's correct. You are in such a default position for saying incorrect.
I know, you have never got this correct.
I got it. Brilliant.
Mm. Well, what I had failed to factor in is... Yeah. You love sucking up to authority,
yes.
And you love your parents. So really, the 16th of October, the Dom Fay Day.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I told you a little while ago on the show that I had bought a phenomenal shower head. I needed a new shower head. Went to Bunnings. The guy serving me said, I'll give you the best one we've got, but don't tell anyone. It's incredible.
This is the third time we've heard about this shower head.
Well, yeah.
And you might think...
Do you know that's too many?
Well, we're in a content drought, aren't we? And we're making the most of every...
All the resources.
Every drop of stories that we have. We're going to squeeze as much out of them as we can.
I'm hoping this showerhead comes up every week for the rest of the
year. Well, it has so far, the last 3 weeks.
Well, the reason I bring this up now is because I've told you how much I've been loving it. I think I've been a different person since I got this showerhead.
Yeah.
My showers have
been
phenomenal.
It lived up to the hype that the guy at Bunnings... Put on it.
Completely. It's lived up to it. I look forward to my showers every day more than I ever have. And I think it has changed my day-to-day outlook. Because here's the thing about a shower. It's one of the first things you do in the day generally, right? So it determines your whole attitude into the day. You get a good shower, you got a good life.
Okay.
That should be the tagline. Anyway, I know you haven't totally been on board for how good this shower head is so far.
Well, I'm just like, well, how could it be that different?
Yeah. So I want to give you an offer.
No. I don't want a lend of your shower head.
No. Well, I just thought, because I do care a lot about you, Zach, and I know you got a big birthday coming up soon. I thought a bit of a treat for you.
Oh, you want to purchase it for me?
Well, I mean, I could consider doing that. Initially, I was going to say, do you want to come around for a shower?
Right. Okay, well, that's a pretty low bar for a birthday present. For a big birthday.
And I know, like, obviously, you know, I'll give you the whole room to yourself. I'll go downstairs, and you can have as long as you want in the shower. Mm. Try out the shower head. Enjoy the experience I've had. As a bit of a gift from me to you.
No, thank you. Yeah. I'll pass on that.
I can book you in tomorrow afternoon.
You're already going to give me the greatest gift on my birthday.
What's that?
Staying away, aren't you? I thought we had discussed this. I'm allowed to do the show from home that night.
I mean, here's me trying to be nice. Yes. Just offering to a friend to come and try out my new shower.
Yeah, you're just offering basic amenities.
Oh, wow.
I have a shower at home, mate.
Yeah, this is an $80 shower head.
Ooh.
How much was your one?
I don't know. It came with the house.
It came with the house. Might not have been $80, might it? This is my point. I mean, if you bought a new car and gave people rides in it, that's a valid thing. Why isn't a new shower head the same?
When have I done that?
Well, I'm just saying people do that sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah, you buy a nice car.
Yeah, just come out for a ride.
Yeah, if it's a convertible.
Yeah.
Come for a ride with a roof off or something like you used to in my old.
Yeah, remember when you had a convertible?
Yeah, I do remember that. Did you ever go in that car?
Not for a ride. Like I did practically once to get from location to location. We didn't just go for a spin.
Well, here's my question.
Two young guys in your red. What did it have on it?
Union Jacks on the rear view mirrors. Not the finest. Well, not the most me car I've owned, maybe, to an extent.
Or maybe the most me car you've owned.
Yeah. Well, look, basically, that's what I'm saying right now. I have an incredible shower head. I've got an incredible shower head, and I would all like to offer it to you. Come over one afternoon next week.
I've already declined it, no.
Okay.
I'm fine. I'm very satisfied with the shower head that I've got at the moment.
Okay. Well, the other option is that I do unscrew it and we do a swap for it, like wife swap, shower head swap.
No, thank you.
Well, the third option is that I stop talking about the shower head on the show.
Yeah. Well, this one's been a stretch. I mean, the first two, it was somewhat. You know, the first one was like, oh, okay, yeah, you had this experience at Bunnings. The second one was like, okay, I guess we're following up the Bunnings story. This one's like, okay, that's probably enough with the shower head.
Okay, so you're telling me now, what has to happen for it to be worthwhile me bringing the shower head up again? Mm. What are you saying?
I want it to be involved in a major news story. Like it puts out a fire. So, you know what I mean? And only puts out a fire, sure. But in the news report, they say a lesser shower head would not have been able to do it. This was because that this was, you know, such high pressure showerhead, it was able to reach across the fence to the neighbor's house, out the window, and put out a blaze.
So you're saying if my neighbor's house catches fire and I put the fire out with that showerhead, that's not enough for me to bring it up on the show.
No. They have to say it specifically. It's this specific showerhead that made it possible.
Okay, well, if that ever happens, get ready to hear about the showerhead one more time.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, we're trying to launch a new fragrance at the moment. Sausage by Bunnings will be coming soon. We hope to have a bottle by Christmas. It's interesting, though, because obviously we believe the sausage scent from the barbecue at Bunnings, it's the best scent on the planet, the most irresistible smell around.
If you spray that on yourself,
yeah,
you'll have the attention of any prospective partner.
Well, the attention of the planet. I believe it's how Donald Trump became president, actually.
Do we want to be associated with that?
That's a good point. No, Donald Trump...
Because I thought it was through meddling from Russia.
Well, bit of both, yeah. Anyway, look, I'm just a bit surprised by news out recently of things Bunnings are up to. Because while we're saying the best scent on the planet is the Bunnings barbecue sausage sizzle, what Bunnings are doing simultaneously to this surprises me. You might have seen this week, they've just announced that they're going to launch a massive online store. And I don't know if you've seen this, but this sort
online Bunnings.
This is models like Coles and Woolies, you know, what they've been doing over the years. You can get your groceries delivered. Now you can get your hardware delivered. Order your plant online, it'll get dropped off the next day.
So they've always had quite an extensive website. I know because I'm on it quite often.
Sure.
But the difference will be that you can send it to your house because you've always been able to like click and collect, I guess.
So this is going to have delivery. This is going to have pretty much the whole store online. It's going to be much more in-depth than they've ever had before. They're really investing in the online space is what they're doing. Now, here's the problem.
What's the problem?
Well, the problem is that the sausage sizzle is an in-store experience. Mm. If they're moving more and more online, are they moving, while we're moving towards the sausage scent, are they moving away from the barbecue as a company? Mm. Is this going to cause problems for Sausage by Bunnings?
No, I don't think so, because I think people who want to enjoy the experience, it's kind of like Netflix versus going to the cinema, isn't it?
Okay, right.
Because, more demand has caused a dilution of the market. However, people still like getting the popcorn.
They still like
going to the cinema, sitting in a big chair in the air conditioning in the dark.
Yeah, well, that's someone we used to know went legitimately just for that purpose. Couldn't get what was on the screen. It's a nice seat in an air conditioning. So that's true. My alternate idea is, could Bunnings offer the sausage sizzle as a portable option?
Well, why don't they do that now? Why do they need to wait for the website? You should be able to Uber Eats a Bunnings sausage.
Or they could have like the ice cream van that goes around playing green sleeves.
No. Listen to me.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have to invent anything else.
Yeah, okay.
I, on my Uber Eats app right now, have you seen couch food?
I have, yes.
Where they'll go to a CP and just get the snacks that you want.
Get you a crunchy.
Why can't they go to the Bunnings sausage sizzle?
Would it be nice in the 10-minute drive to your house? They pretty much need instantly thing, aren't they?
Oh, mate, how long do you reckon those sausages have been sitting there?
That's true. Okay.
Like, they've been sitting there for 3 hours already.
That's a good point.
10 minutes on the back of a scooter isn't going to change it.
That's a sidebar.
And what do they cost? $2.50?
Yeah.
Mate, $10, you could have breakfast delivered to your house.
Couple of Bunnings sausages. That's actually an outstanding idea. I was going to say the delivery driver could rock up with like a portable barbecue.
yeah.
and give you your hardware while they throw a sausage on. But that requires a lot more infrastructure.
Every delivery, they're getting a barbecue off the back of the truck, firing it up to cook two sausages.
Okay, I agree with you. That, you know, maybe we'll go with your idea.
That's all the time we have for the show tonight. If you missed anything, grab the podcast by searching for Collective Noun on iTunes. We can grab the Hit app.
I know, Zach, actually, it's just kind of mine before we wrap up. Didn't you have this idea a few years ago?
What for?
To have like a fast food restaurant that was sausage sizzle related, like bun and sausage?
Yeah.
Like a Macca's, big drive through, come through, get your sausage sizzle.
Only thing missing from the market.
This has been brewing for such a long time.
It has been. Absolutely. Also, that was worth interrupting the outro.
I'm sorry. Okay, this is Zach's time to speak. I'll step back now.
That's all the time we have. If you missed anything, grab the podcast. We'll be back at 11 o'clock tonight. Tom and Ollie up next here. Bye! Oh,
yeah. That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.